All righty, welcome to the August 23rd Without a Roof radio program. And this month we're focusing on homelessness in the school system. And this week is secondary school systems. And we're real happy to be able to present a very powerful and insightful piece around PATH Scholars, which is Promoting Achievement Through Hope. And it's a program at Chico State University that helps foster youth and current or formerly homeless youth navigate their way through school. And to find out more about the program online, go to csuchico.edu/fosteryouth. And before we delve into that, we have a public service announcement around an event I've been supporting for the past 5 years for homeless vets and their families. And it's called Yuba Sutter Veteran Stand Down. And it's this weekend. So listen up to Mike Nichols here on People Power Radio. I have Mike Nichols on the line here for a pre-record, and he is the mastermind. Maybe that's the term I'm using, but I know there's a lot of people that work with you, Mike Nichols, to put on Yuba Sutter Veteran Stand Down. Maybe 60 seconds about what's going on this weekend, Mike.
Well, it's our annual event. We do, as everybody says, we focus on the homeless, but the focus is on all veterans, active duty, reservists, National Guard, reservists, and the whole thing, to get the information of all the benefits and all the perks that are out there for veterans other than the ones they just normally think about. If you look at a stand down, it's basically like if your spouse or if you go shopping with her where she goes to the mall and she can hit 37 different stores in one place and you're dead tired and sitting in the middle of the mall watching her go round and round, that's what the stand down is. It's for you, the veteran. If you have questions of anybody, you'll be able to see every provider there that you may have a question for, all in one place, all within a three-day period, but you could say within 2.5 hours, possibly get every question you have for every, say, provider out there that you have questions for, whether it be getting my eyes checked, my ears checked, getting a Hep C or a diabetes checkup, seeing the veteran service officer, a claims officer, survivor's benefits counselors, or just about anything.
Above and beyond what Mike had mentioned, it's just really a wonderful experience to see veterans across 3-4 generations and just have a chance to talk with folks and give them big hugs. What do you think, Mike?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it gives a chance. You're getting to older veterans that have, say, for our area, we've had the Air Force base out here, and we have people that have retired from the Air Force, so they're able to walk around and talk with some of the younger airmen that are out there that may be escorting around. So they may have worked in similar shops, maybe different eras, different types of planes, but the exposures and things that happen to you through your life usually have a tendency to fall right in line. So if you've worked the flight line for 30 years and you're a younger airman and you've worked the flight line for 4 to 5, maybe 6 to 10, you get an idea to see what I'm going to look like if I work at 30 years and what my problems could be. And you learn some of the solutions that he finds right there, say, 20 to 30 years ahead of time.
Before we end, Mike, just a quick thumbnail on where it is and when people can go.
The Yuba Sutter Veteran Stand Down is this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Gates open at 9 o'clock and 8 o'clock on Friday and Saturday. We will close Saturday around 3 o'clock. It's at Riverfront Park in Marysville, California. It's just go on our website. There is a map that will show you how to get there. It's at 1010 Biz Johnson if you're trying to Google it, or you can also Google it under Rosser Arena in Marysville. You can reach us at 749-1036. It's a 530 area code, and we'll be more than happy to give you any and all information you need.
All right, for folks in the Butte listening area, Thursday and Friday, there's buses heading down to the stand down, Yuba Sutter Veteran Stand Down, which you can find them on Facebook. And the departure times are the same both Thursday and Friday. Chico VA Veterans Center, 8 a.m. That's out on Cohasset. Jesus Center in Chico, 8:10 a.m. Hope Center, Oroville, 8:30 a.m. Arrival time, Yuba Sutter Stand Down, 9:15 a.m. or thereabouts. Van will depart Yuba Sutter Stand Down at 3 p.m. to return veterans to pick up locations unless they choose to stay overnight at the event. So you can go down there on Thursday and or Friday and stay through Saturday, Saturday being the last day of the event. Questions, contact Yuba Sutter Veteran Stand Down, office number 530-749-1036. All right, it's my pleasure. I'm introducing Robert Speer. Robert Speer is the author of Finding Their Way, which is an article about PATH Scholars. a program at California State University that gives foster care and homeless students the support they need. Thanks for coming on KZFR, Bob Spear.
My pleasure.
I'm going to jump right in, man. How did you settle on the Finding the Way as a title for your essay, Bob?
It's obviously a play on PATH,
yeah,
and as in the PATH Scholars Program. And the story is about these young people finding their way through the often confusing process of becoming college students when they don't have much experience in that realm. They don't have much to help them either. You know, one of the young people I mentioned in this story had attended three different high schools in three different states, and he had to come up with documentation to show, one, that he was basically homeless. He was staying with relatives, not with his birth family. And two, to get all of his high school information, transcripts, and so forth together. It's a big job, and confusing and complex. So, and that's what the PATH Scholars Program is all about. It's about helping these young people navigate the seas of higher education, so to speak.
So what were some of your takeaways, Bob, from researching the article and writing it?
Well, first of all, I was really impressed by the young people I met. They were very positive, upbeat, bright, determined. They seemed to have a sense of where they were going in their college careers and later on. One young woman said, yeah, frankly, I want to be a nurse. I can see her making it into the nursing program because she's got the skills, or she's got the energy anyway and the desire, and I'm sure she has the talent, and she just needs to get the training. So I was really impressed by them. I really liked them. I left feeling optimistic about their futures.
Yeah, we talked before we turned the mic on. I thought your photo exactly described what you just said, the photo in the essay of Marina and the students. It's a beautiful
photo.
Yeah,
and it's a funny thing because actually that was the second. We took one photo and one of the young people wasn't there. And I left and I was kind of disappointed because I wanted to include her in the story. And then I got a call saying, she's back. So I went back and had them all gather again. So that was the second time around. By this time, we were all laughing about it. And I think you can see that these young people, looking at the photo, that they really like each other. And it's a kind of a mutual admiration and mutual support society that they've got going in this program.
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about Marina Fox, the program coordinator. She's basically been there, she's been there since the program started 3.5 years ago. But, you know, maybe a little insight on the amazing job she's doing. I'm saying solo. I think she's the only quote-unquote staff person in that program.
You know, all of these young people, the students, they adore Marina. You can just tell that. And she's sort of like the mother hen for this group. And it's a large group. There are 150 PATH scholars at Chico State, and about half of them are actively involved in the program. And so that's about 70 students are actively involved in the program. So yeah, she has a big job, but she's really upbeat and warm-hearted and cares about these students and is working really hard to help them make their way, and they're doing it. So I was impressed by her and impressed by the students and impressed by the program.
So, Bob, let's spend a few moments talking about the liaisons that Marina Fox has set up through PATH Scholars with the different departments throughout California State University here in Chico, California.
What they have in the PATH Scholars program that Marina has set up is what they call liaisons. And these are employees in the various administrative departments, housing, career center, admissions, financial, the business office, finances, and so forth. There's an employee in each of these departments who is deputized to help PATH students when they come into the office. They basically are, the PATH students are first in line for professional help from people who know what they're talking about. So that is a huge step forward for these kids. They know where to go to get help. And it's right there and it's accessible and they're at the front of the line. I think that's an amazing thing to have. You can imagine how much easier that makes it for kids who have, you know, struggled so much just to, you know, survive this point.
Yeah, it really is survival. Like, I've used the term heroes. You start to hear their stories. It's just amazing all the things they've overcome. You know, in their
Absolutely.
Lives, it's just astounding. Maybe a little bit more detail on surprises with the program and any concerns you might have from researching this article.
Well, I went into it not knowing much of anything about the PATH Scholars Program. It was, the story was assigned to me, or I was asked if I would like to do it. It sounded interesting and worthwhile. And I did a little research. There was some information on the Chico State website. There was also a profile of Marina that had been done earlier, I think right around the time the program began, that was very helpful. And that gave me a sense of who Marina was. And being able to profile her and show her contribution and the warmth and the compassion that she brings to her job really helped me to create a story that was a pleasure to read, mm-hmm. not just information. There was, I always look for what's the heart of a story.
Right.
Where is the point at which people are going to be touched emotionally? And I always look for that when I'm writing a story. And I found it in this young man, Martin Morales, who's in my lead, who told me a lot about his life. And two, in Marina Fox, who's just a terrific person. And if she's indicative of the kind of people who are working at Chico State these days, that's great.
Maybe I'll do a little reading. I'll read your first paragraph and how you end it. Morales, a 20-year-old junior majoring in sociology at Chico State, is tall and lanky and impresses with his quick intelligence and articulate speech. At Compton High, a counselor who understood that he was homeless and on his own also recognized that he was college material and directed him toward the PATH program, Promoting Achievement Through Hope Scholars Program. But it's just a beautiful way you end it, Bob. And, you know, there are articles in between, but it says, Morales has just moved into his own apartment. He said with a big smile, he's on his way.
Yep.
And that must have brought you a lot of joy to end it that way,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, a writer's always looking for the architecture that holds the story together. And that's one of the elements. If you can finish a story by coming back to the beginning of the story, you've set up a good architecture. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I was happy to do that.
Yeah, and it's a good ending because it's a big deal. I've been fortunate enough, Bob, to be helping or working with youth that have gotten into a place maybe for their first time or they've been out on the street for years. And it's a huge relief. And it's a huge step forward of something so basic for someone that's been in a house most of their life. You just maybe a little bit take it for granted. Any closing comments or maybe a section of the article we should dive in on, Bob? Or
I was reading a piece by Gail Hutchison, the president of the university. It may have been the guest comment in the News and Review in this issue. And she mentioned the PATH Scholars Program as one of the things that they're doing at the university to try to foster diversity and to reach out to kids who face the kinds of obstacles these kids face. So I think it's the university deserves praise for doing that, for being proactive and reaching out to these kids and bringing them in. And I realize that there are counselors at high schools up and down the state who know about this program and who are looking for students who can benefit from it. And I was just really happy that they've instituted it at Chico State and that it has a solid support of the president and I assume others in her administration.
I mean, I would just add, I got a little side card here, you know, the energy and power, Bob, of just, you know, helping someone and being a mentor or an ally, you know, and I felt a little bit concerned that, you know, Marina, towards the end of the article, you write, currently there are about 150 PATH eligible students at Chico State, Fox said, about half of them actively involved in its program. She speculates that those who have chosen to stay away are doing so because they don't want to be identified as foster or homeless youth. That's an unfortunate stigma attached to the label, she said. Hey, I would just agree with that. And, you know, some of the most beautiful people I've met are people that have overcome some of the challenges of the youth in these programs.
Well, and I go on from that quote you just read to point out, I go back to Martin Morales, mm-hmm. and he agreed with Marina. But he also said, and this was echoed by other students, that these kids have a lot to be proud of because they've overcome adversity and they are succeeding and they aren't ashamed of their past because they are moving away from it by creating a new and positive future for themselves. I think that was his way of reaching out to others who have a similar background to his and saying, come on in, it's fine because we're doing good stuff here. We're doing good work. And there's nothing to be ashamed of.
All right, I'm real pleased to have in the studio Marina Fox, the program coordinator for PATH Scholars, and a couple of her students. Right off the top, Marina, just introduce yourself real quick and the students you brought along with you here this morning.
Thanks for having us. I'm Marina Fox, and I have two students here, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Radesha James. I'm currently a third year, and I'm one of the PATH Scholars.
Hey, y'all. I'm Jeannie Bonilla, and I am also one of the PATH Scholars in my upcoming freshman year.
Why don't we start with you, Marina Fox, and give us a little bit of a thumbnail on the program as you see it.
Yeah, since we started in the spring of 2014, I would say that this program is really just a comprehensive support program for students that have a foster care or unaccompanied homeless background. We really just provide a lot of services to support the students as they're making their way to obtaining their college degree. These students face a lot of obstacles and challenges, so it's really important for someone. Actually, best practice is to have a point of contact at each campus. So really having that contact to support the students and directing them to different programs, different departments, so that they can get their needs met and focus on their academics.
Bob talked a fair amount about the liaison program. Is that something that's fairly new, and maybe a little bit more insight on how important that is?
I think we started with that model. However, it's really been strengthened since we started in the spring of 2014. So we've really established those relationships much stronger with certain liaisons in the departments. For example, our financial aid liaison is Pepe, and he's just kind of known as our best friend. You know, like, students need to know who he is. And when there's a financial aid question, either when I'm with the student, I'll call Pepe and say, hey, you know, I'm with the student, here's the issue, you know, what should we do? And then he can help us.
The other thing I thought was really nice is you had mentioned how you had three students that graduated last spring, but this year you're looking at quite a few folks graduating. You kind of reinforced what Bob Spirit said, that, you know, a lot of it has to do with the fact that, you know, it's a four-year college and this is only 3.5 years in. So maybe how excited you are about more people graduating and the information around that.
Yeah, we're thrilled to have several students graduating. That so originally we should have launched in fall of 2013. So the cohort that's graduating this coming May in spring 2018, that would be our first cohort from when the program started. So it's really exciting to see that if they graduated in 4 years, a lot of our students can sometimes take 5 or 6, which is totally appropriate. But we do have several students that are graduating this spring, and we're so excited, although I'm just going to miss them terribly because I've been with them for, you know, 3.5 years. And several of the students started with me. And, you know, that's just another part of our program, is that I've used a lot of the student voice, and they've contributed to building this program. So I should give them a lot of credit because they did a lot.
That's a perfect segue to bring some of the students over. Maybe state your name again real quick, but then the prompt questions: how much you love Marina and how much you love the program.
My name is Radesha James. I've been in the program for 2 years, and I'm starting my third year in the program. I started as a freshman at Chico State, and I'm from the Bay Area. Marina, she's been such a huge help ever since I sent in my verification to prove that I could be in the program, basically. They've showed nothing but kindness and support and consideration and just love to me. And it makes me feel good to know that I can have people who are like family, even though they aren't like blood family. It feels like family here at Chico State. And I just love that everyone's so supportive and encouraging, and we get to look out for each other in the program.
Yeah, explain that a little bit, how you look out for each other and how you mentor and are there for each other in the PATH Scholars program.
So we have peer coaches, and I think that that's pretty awesome because it's basically like a big brother, big sister kind of meeting whenever we see them. It's like we give each other information, more so the peer coaches to the students who they meet with. But it's all about giving each other advice and just checking in with each other, seeing how school is going, if we have any trouble outside of school, because that's also important too. Just checking in with each other about how life is in general and if we can help each other in any way, like hanging out, going to get lunch, or going to a counseling meeting, whatever the need may be at that time, mm-hmm. Things like that.
So you love the program?
I really do. And I can't wait till I graduate so I can be able to be a bigger help in a financial way. that's like one of my goals for at the end of my career, to be able to be somewhat like a philanthropist for all the programs and people who've helped me.
Hey, I'm Jeannie Bonilla, and I don't know if I would have actually came to Chico State if it wasn't for PATH, because when I was like looking at all of my schools and really like taking into consideration everything that everyone was offering me to go to their school, I really had to think about it. And something that like had more value than anything else was the fact that there was a program that specifically helped me, because I've never had that. Like a program that was so focused on helping students that don't come from the typical background, or a program that was willing to overlook your past and be like, okay, let me put you as a human being in front of your situation or your background or where you come from.
Were you a foster youth?
I was, and I was also homeless. I was homeless like when I was 13. I started couch surfing, and I was like in and out of homes, and I didn't really have my own family. And so now being here, it's kind of like having a sense of community that I didn't really have. And it's been really uncomfortable, but in a good way, because like I'm stepping out of my comfort zone, and like it's something that I've always wanted. And now that I have it, I have to like work really hard to like keep it, and like, cause it's building relationships. But yeah, I was foster care, and that wasn't the best time in my life. But Marina and the people at the foster youth program are all like, hey man, like you need to embrace that, like get it together, you know, like this is something that's a part of you, but it doesn't define you.
I wasn't in the typical background that you would expect to hear from a foster youth. I lost both of my parents before I graduated high school, and I was able to still stay with my family, and I was just under guardianship. And that's way different than being in foster care, because at least you still have other family members who can support you, and you can stay with them and still feel love and support. Overall, it's been, I've had the support of my family ever since I lost my parents. And just as far as being in PATH Scholars, I feel like they've helped me a lot where my parents would have been able to help me out. PATH Scholars has supported me a whole lot, especially with my transition into college, as far as helping me with like housing or helping me find extra funds to be able to get school supplies, or if I need to travel back home to go to a dentist appointment and I like just need some extra money. They've always found a way in the past to help me find like a scholarship or a grant or something like that, that's helped me feel like I can still do everything that I would have been able to do with the support of my parents. So overall, PATH has just, they haven't taken the place of my parents, but they've been like family, like I said before, and just helped me with many of the things that my family, who I still have right now, can't always help me with, because they still have to raise children and like go to work and just continue with their lives. So PATH Scholars has been a huge help for me, and I'm just so appreciative of everything that they've done.
I just want to really appreciate the emotion that Radesha shared. And I think that's one of the greatest things that I get out of this program, is the depth that comes from these students is so remarkable. I get to work with the neatest young people ever. And they're so insightful, and they're so caring and loving. So, I mean, I get just as much out of it as they do.
Thank you, Marina. Thanks for coming in, folks. I'll give you like a 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
I love PATH Scholars.
Wow. One take. All right, I'm live in the studio, and I just want to appreciate that Bob Spirit for coming in and leading us into that so capably. And it's really cool because my daughter's a freshman, and I have three freshmen for Chico State University, California State University, Chico. Ariana Raposa, Jeannie Bonilla, and Kaylin Wilson. Welcome to KZFR, ladies.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Kaylin, I'm going to start with you. How exciting is it to be a freshman? on college.
It's super exciting. I'm mm-hmm. super excited.
Yeah. What are you most excited about? You got a favorite class or?
Just like getting to study what I've always like wanted to study and getting the opportunity to just learn what I've been wanting to learn.
Mm-hmm. What is that? What is that? What are you studying?
I'm going to be a pre-nursing major. So mm-hmm. I've always like been really interested in the medical field and just like being given the opportunity because I'm actually one of the first in my family to go to college. So it's really just like...
We can clap.
Yeah. Yay! It's just like, it's amazing for me to like have the opportunity.
I think that you're the one that Bob was talking about. You said Kaylin Wilson, you said, interviewed and said, I really want to be a nurse. No, different person? In the nursing program?
That was me.
That was you. That was Ginny, yeah. Ginny Bonilla. Yeah. Yeah, he had such a love for your power and your passion. So
yeah, he was a great guy.
Yeah, Bob is a great guy. And Ariana Raposa, what about you? How are things going for you your first few days at Chico State?
College is really expensive.
Boom.
I already kind of knew that, but everything seems to be going good. I mm-hmm. have my own room. I'm starting classes, and I love to learn, so pretty excited about it. Not excited about having to walk everywhere, but it's okay.
Yeah, it was so cute. My daughter, the first thing she texted me was, I'm so excited, Dad. Please call me immediately. I said, I'm like, what is it? She says, I have my own room. She was so yeah. excited, right? That's a big deal.
It is. I've never yeah. had my own room. I've uh-huh. actually been like sleeping on a couch for probably the past like 4 years just in the living room.
That's a blessing.
So it's so nice to have my own room, but it feels so quiet. Nobody's coming in to turn on the kitchen light in the middle of the night. Uh-huh. So, but it's okay. Better sleep, I guess.
So maybe you'll swing it back to Kaylin Wilson. How was the admission process? Give us a little ditty on how important and helpful it was to have past scholars leading the way.
Honestly, I thought that it was pretty easy like for the admissions process, but past scholars actually made it so that I could go to college, because during my senior year of high school, it like there was a point in time when I actually felt like I wasn't gonna go because it was just like too hard and I just felt like I didn't have enough support, and they made it feel like it was like possible. So mm-hmm. definitely changed my life.
So they gave you the big H, the mm-hmm. hope yeah, part of path.
Definitely.
Yeah. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Ginny, do you have anything to add from your interview this morning that you may have been thinking about during your school day?
Well, just like throughout today was like a very stressful day for me, and like just being able to come in to the PATH office was like so meaningful to me, and like even just being like, hey dude, like I'm freaking starving, can you come with me to go grab lunch? And Marina being like, yes, I'm hungry too, let's go grab lunch together. Just that was like powerful in itself, and I don't know if I could have gone into like the office of administration and been like, hey, is anybody else hungry? Like, can you come and grab lunch with me? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's wonderful. And as we talked, we're kind of plotting. We're going to follow the stories of some of the freshmen for PATH Scholars this year and get you ladies on, and men too. I'm sure there's other PATH Scholars that we'll get to, interview and talk around. You know, their experience with the program. So we got about enough time for everybody to do the 1, 2, 3 like we did on the other one and say, I love PATH Scholars. 1, 2, 3.
I love PATH Scholars.
All right. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for being part of People Power Radio.